Child health experts are calling for better targeted support in early education to help children with ADHD prepare for high school. A national study has found adolescents with the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are far more likely to fall behind in school, causing them significant challenges later in life. Some experts say the focus should be on developing programs for those children. Catherine Gregory reports.
Problems with concentration and impulsivity don't bode well for learning. Tracy Ann Pettigrew has seen it firsthand. She has two sons with ADHD who have struggled in school.
Thomas, we were told by the principal that we were lucky that he was in mainstream school. He had an IQ test and was found to be actually gifted. Our experience of him being in education was one where he was misunderstood.
Thomas, now 28, has studied and worked in several areas since then, but it's been tough. Tracy Ann Pettigrew's other son, Charlton, is 16 and is navigating the challenge of ADHD in the education system a bit better.
They've improved in that there's a greater awareness by teachers of additional learning needs. I'd have to say that he's been more successful in school in terms of getting additional help because I've advocated. So I've gone to university, I've learned what I needed to learn to be able to teach the teachers to teach my child.
A national first study into how early high schoolers with ADHD fare in the education system shows the Pettigrew family is not alone. The Murdoch Children's Research Institute has found up to 40% of students with the disorder are failing to meet the national minimum standards for literacy and numeracy. Professor Harriet Hiscock is with the Institute and is a consultant paediatrician.
The English, particularly with things like persuasive writing and spelling and grammar, and they're quite sophisticated things that we learn how to do. They need our frontal lobe, frontal part of the brain, which we know in kids with ADHD isn't as well developed, because that frontal part of the brain helps you think through problems, organise your ideas and express them.
Professor Hiscock says this finding is actually surprising, given 75% of the children studied were on medication to boost concentration.
We need to look further back and see when the problem starts. These problems start for kids as early as grade one, that children with ADHD symptoms are already doing worse. So I think there's issues with how they're focusing and concentrating and learning right from the early years in grade one. And if they're not picked up and addressed, particularly in primary school, then these kids get into high school where it becomes harder, the work becomes more complex, so we're seeing the problems become worse.
Professor Hiscock points out up to 7% of children in Australia have ADHD and they're currently at risk of developing mental health issues, not holding down jobs and engaging in risky behaviours. The solution is not clear-cut, but better support and training of teachers is a start.
More support around literacy and numeracy teaching. Probably it's got to be small group, more individualised teaching, because a kid with ADHD in a classroom tends to get lost, but they do much better with one-on-one support. So really resources in terms of being able to provide that one-on-one support for them earlier on.
For mother Tracy Ann Pettigrew, this study is a step to changing the teaching culture.
There's not a lot of understanding by mainstream teachers about how to teach kids with additional learning needs, and it's a tough gig. You know, they work long hours, but where do they get that knowledge? I'm hoping that this will facilitate some meaningful change so that teachers can learn the skills that they need to learn to be able to support these kids.
Tracy Ann Pettigrew ending Catherine Gregory's report there.